No, you're good. Because together, they're stronger. Individually, you're stronger. I remember every single falling down. Hello, my friends. Welcome to On Point with Rachel Turgeman. I'm so glad you can join us tonight. My friends, Jackson Health System. Everybody knows that they're the best all around the world. Jackson Health System is always at the forefront of medicine and cutting-edge technology. The great news is that in celebrating World Mental Health Day on October 10th, guess what? Jackson Health Foundation has teamed up with Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital to bring to all of you an all-inclusive and timely first annual Mind Your Health event. This is going to be amazing for all of you. Why? Because mental health is extremely important. And to talk all about this, joining us tonight is Ms. Flavia Yiso, who's the co-president of Jackson Health Foundation and also the chief development officer. Welcome, Flavia.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Also joining us tonight is Mr. Kevin Andrews, who's a senior vice president as well as a CEO for Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. Welcome, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you for having us this evening. Looking really forward to spending the evening with you.
Well, we're super excited, both of you, for having you here on the show. I want to thank your staff at Jackson Health Foundation, Jackson Health System. You guys are doing such a wonderful job. Tonight, Kevin and Flavia, I would like to have a front and center conversation with both of you on the importance of mental health and also about your first annual Mind Your Health event. It is so exciting. How's that?
Excellent. We can't wait.
Okay, great. So Flavia, let's go ahead and start with you.
Sure.
Let's talk about how this event came into fruition with the community outreach effort. Tell our viewers.
Sure. This event, I'm happy to say, is a brainchild of mine. When I came to Jackson almost 2 years ago, I really thought it was important to focus in on the issue of mental health because Jackson Health System is so unique in that it has the Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital right there as a standalone facility. And as time went on and the pandemic began, we realized the importance of this. The pandemic made it, you know, a full circle, right? And I think Kevin and I have had this conversation before where we talk about from something bad comes something good, right? And we're looking at this as being the good in all of this. So that those people that not only were struggling before, but the many more that have been struggling during this pandemic can now find out about all the resources available to them, right? This community has been hit by the pandemic. We were hit by the Surfside building collapse. And then, you know, our neighbors in Haiti and the earthquake and such a large Haitian population here as well that was affected. So we really wanted to do something to give back to the community and to showcase. And many people struggle with, you know, how to find and get access to mental health services, but also so that remove the stigma for mental health. So we wanted
to. That makes a lot of sense what you're saying, Flavia, especially, you know, I live in Surfside. I know a lot of our viewers know that I do live in Surfside, and that was horrible what happened. Totally tragic, horrific. And so, yes, that's extremely important when it comes to mental health. So the fact that you and you teamed up with Kevin, and I know that later on we're going to talk about the proceeds and how to register and it's going to benefit the Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. But this is amazing that we're going to have first annual. Do you plan to do this, obviously, all the other years coming, next 120 years coming our way? Amen.
Yes, we're already thinking bigger and better for next year, and we haven't even gotten to October 10th. So we're happy to say that, yes, we hope it stays annually.
I love it. And so, Kevin, let's go ahead and turn to you. How does it feel to be the CEO of one of the best psychiatric hospitals, if you will, around the world? Talk to us about that.
Well, I am honored and privileged to be a part of Jackson and to be able to really work with this team at Jackson Behavioral Health. And as many of you know, we're in partnership with the University of Miami. So, you know, and we're one of the largest freestanding psychiatric hospitals in the state. And it's really an honor and a privilege to, you know, work with such an amazing team doing the work that we're doing. And really, you know, being a part of this community. And as Flavia pointed out, I think, you know, just everything that's gone on over this past year, past 18 months, has made it more critical. And one of the things, and I have to, you know, hands off to Flavia. I mean, you know, her passion when she came to have this discussion about doing this, her enthusiasm and excitement just really resonated. And it was like, you know, we're really going to put mental health out there, right? Because people don't want to talk about it. So this is just really a great opportunity. And I feel honored and privileged to be a part of this and part of Jackson Health System.
Absolutely. And so talking about the first annual Mind Your Health event, very savvy the way you guys came up with that title. I love it. So congratulations to you guys. What are some of the aspects? I'm sure that a lot of viewers are watching and they're interested in attending. So what are some of the aspects of this particular event? Talk to us, Kevin.
So, you know, I think one of the things that we really wanted to do was, you know, really address, you know, we always talk about this, it's destigmatizing mental health. And we really wanted to use this as an opportunity, especially with everything going on. And, you know, people are feeling anxious, depressed, you know, really an opportunity to really put mental health out there and have a conversation to make it okay, right? Yeah. And so that's really, you know, the theme of what we're doing. And we're not, you know, when you look at, and I'll talk about the topics later, is to really, really make it a conversation, to make it okay to talk about mental health.
It's true, because nobody wants to talk about it, because like you said, I mean, they're afraid, there's a stigma. Oh, if I'm going to bring it up, maybe people are going to think I'm crazy, this or that. But in reality, we're all human beings, you know, and we all have our struggles. I mean, I know that I'm not perfect. What about you, Flavia? And what about you, Kevin?
No.
Right? And I'm sure that many of our viewers that are watching us tonight, they're saying, well, I'm not perfect either. And so we worry about this and we worry about that. And, you know, and Flavia's mentioning, you know, about the pandemic, so on and so forth. So I'm just thrilled that you guys are bringing this event to Miami at the Margaret Pace Park on October 10th, my friends. It's almost here. In celebration of World Mental Health Day. I love it. So congratulations to both of you. Flavia, what other variables inspired you to create this event, number one? And number two, I know you're going to have several villages.
Yes.
At the actual event. Talk to us about that.
Well, I think the first thing, what's most inspirational, and again, Kevin and I have had a lot of conversations about this, is that we want people to look at mental health as you would look at heart disease, or diabetes, or cancer, right? It's something that you tackle and you deal with, and you shouldn't be embarrassed to have a conversation about. It is about your mental health and well-being. Mental health is part of your physical health, and it's very, very important to have that balance. So if we can achieve that and move the needle on that, I'd say we'd be extremely successful. With regards to the villages, I'm really excited about this because we wanted to make it an outdoor family-friendly type of event. Nothing too heavy, right? Who wants to come out and spend the day just listening to topics on, you know, depression and anxiety or maybe suicide and some things that are a little bit heavier. So we wanted that balance. So there's a nutritional village. So you can sample foods that are gonna boost your mental health. There's a farmer's market, right? There's yoga, there's meditation, there's walking. There's a wonderful lady that's going to do a demonstration with sound bowls. So if you've ever done that, it's very relaxing.
How exciting.
We'll have a children's village with kids activities and tips for parents on how to, you know, identify if their child is struggling with mental health, right? So we're having that whole balance. And then, yes, we will have speakers and an education stage that will have topics about, you know, dangers of social media, how to help your teenagers identify issues, how to cope with aging, how to cope with depression and anxiety, all of those different topics, you know, suicide, which we know there's a prevalence of, substance abuse, right? One of the things that we've learned during this pandemic, and I am by no means an expert, Kevin can talk about this a little bit more, is, you know, there's more substance abuse, whether it be drugs or alcohol, that has resulted in the pandemic with, you know, the way that folks are coping. So we really
exactly. And what's sad about that, Flavia, and I'm sure Kevin, you know, feel free to interject, is that before the pandemic, there were so many issues with substance abuse and alcohol, people, you know, showing up to work drunk or missing work because they're drunk. You know, we know that these are underlying reasons. They're medicating themselves with the alcohol. Kevin, what do you have to say about that?
Well, and, you know, I think one of the things, and to your point, what we've seen is we've seen a huge increase in alcohol and substance abuse, along with anxiety and depression. You know, people use it as a coping mechanism. And one of the things that we actually did at the hospital over the course of this year is to create a co-occurring unit because we saw such an increase. So we went from a 9-bed detox to having a 21-bed unit for both detox and individuals suffering from mood disorder, anxiety, depression. And there's a huge need.
It really huge. And Flava, you were talking about panic. I mean, obviously a lot of people panic for whatever reason and having anxiety issues. You know, if we're worried about something, either our children or how you're going to pay the bills or eviction because of the pandemic. I mean, these are all very important issues. And I commend you, Flavia. I commend you, Kevin. I commend your communications team. I commend your co-president, Charmaine Gatlin. I commend Jackson Health Foundation chairwoman, Anna Vega Milton. All of you as a team coming together to really tackling at the forefront these issues that are affecting our lives. Talking about that, Kevin, I want to turn to you. And let's take a few seconds to talk about Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital, which you will oversee as a CEO. Can you let all our viewers know, you know, what are some of the services that they can gladly go and reach out and look on your website and call for an appointment? Talk to us.
So, you know, Jackson Behavioral Health, we have what we, and I'll start with the beginning, the entry
yes,
point.
Yes, of course.
We have a... intake and referral center, as it's also called an emergency department. And what we did is we really wanted to change kind of the face so that we would create a welcoming environment for individuals who are seeking help. We get a lot of individuals that have, you know, under Florida law, Baker Act that come in, but we also wanted to create a welcoming environment for those who are just seeking help. And one of the things that we saw this over this past year is we went from 30% of our population coming in voluntarily seeking help to now we're at about 50%. So we've created an environment there. We've got psychiatrists, we have nursing staff, we have technicians, we also have social workers to help provide resources for individuals, you know, once they leave, if they don't meet criteria for inpatient hospitalization. And then also, you know, we've got a 182-bed hospital.
That's a nice size hospital, Kevin and Flavia.
Yeah. And yeah. It ranges, you know, we take care of everybody from children, adolescents, young adults, adults, and then geriatrics also. So we cover a wide range or the entire spectrum of care, you know, for individuals within our community. We also have partnered with the 11th Judicial Court. We have a jail diversion program also on site, which gives people options other than arrest to, you know, seek mental health services through the court system. And that has actually been very, very successful.
Excellent.
And so we also have a full outpatient department here at Jackson Behavioral Health. And then plus we also have a partnership with Thriving Mind, formerly known as South Florida Behavioral Health Network. And we have a facility up in the north part of the county that has a crisis stabilization unit, as well as a full outpatient program. And then we also have a unit at Jackson South, an inpatient unit there as well.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like humongous. I know that you have cutting edge research because you guys are affiliated with the Leonard Miller School of Medicine, Department of Psychiatry. And
yes.
So, you know, as I said earlier, you're cutting edge with the research, with the clinical research, with the education, with the technology. I mean, so congratulations, Flavia and Kevin, and your entire Jackson Health system. A big shout out to Carlos Migoya as the president and CEO. I mean, we just love Jackson Health system. And of course, you, Flavia, in conjunction with your co-president, Charmaine, and your chairwoman, Anna Vega Milton. I mean, to be the actual fundraising arm of Jackson Health system and to be in a position during the pandemic, Flavia, to have raised so many millions of dollars. How have you done it, Flavia? Talk to us.
Well, I mean, that's been a huge team effort. I think the first piece of that equation is the amazing work that the healthcare teams have done at Jackson. Right now, we're almost 2 years into this pandemic and really working day in and day out and being at the forefront. And I think there hasn't been a day throughout this pandemic where you haven't turned on the news locally and seen Jackson really leading the effort. So that has really helped us, and the community has stepped up to the plate, seen the work that has been done, and has supported us with philanthropic gifts, right? During the vaccination effort, when you couldn't get your vaccine in the beginning, Jackson was able to help vaccinate 173,000 residents of, you know, South Florida, which
amazing.
Is amazing around that effort. So
that's Herculean work.
It is. It is. And it was, you know, 10 days a week, almost 8 hours a day. It took a lot of work, a lot of teamwork. But, you know, the community recognizes that and they continue to recognize that and have really helped us when the ask has been made of how can they support not only us during COVID, but, you know, we Jackson started with the flu pandemic over 100 years ago. Right. And here.
Yes, I know.
And we also want to be prepared for anything that may come after this, whether it's a pandemic or not, right? We have our trauma center, we have behavioral health, we have one of the largest transplant programs in the country, we have a state-of-the-art rehab facility, we now have community hospitals on the south, north, and west end of town. So we really are a full encompassing healthcare system, a lean healthcare system. So
when people travel, Flavia, all over the world just to be with the Jackson Health System. So, you know, I want to congratulate you. Let's just take a few seconds to say thank you to all our VIP advertisers, because without their assistance, this interview would not be possible. We begin with the Jose Milton Foundation. Thank you, Ana Vega Milton, President and CEO, for all the altruistic work you do. Thank you for building the new Jose Milton Memorial Hospital, Jackson Memorial Hospital West, for your amazing work with the Red Cross, scholarships for the youth, and the list goes on. Jackson Health Foundation. A big shout out to co-presidents Charmaine Gatlin, Flavia Yiso, who's in our studios today, and their stellar team for doing an outstanding job in raising funds for the best hospital throughout our nation, Jackson Health System, making miracles every day. Catholic Hospice and Catholic Palliative Care Services. A big shout out to Executive Director Diane Backoff, Medical Director Dr. Tracy Romanello, and of course, Jessica Joseph, Manager of Philanthropy and Public Relations, and their awesome team. Thank you for preserving comfort and dignity for people that are very ill and their family members. Synovus Bank, a big shout out to Armando Trabanco, Regional Retail Manager for Southeast Florida. In business for more than 130 years, Synovus is a financial service company that came from humble beginnings in Georgia. Today, Synovus Bank is committed to supporting our communities in over 300 locations across the Southeast, including our South Florida footprint. Synovus is here for you to safely meet your banking, lending, and investing needs. Hashtag the Bank of Fear. For more information about Synovus products, services, and locations, please visit www.synovus.com. United Home Care, a big shout out to Carlos Martinez, President and CEO. Another big shout out to Alina Palenzuela, Blanca Zavallos, and the rest of the stellar team. Thank you for keeping our older adults home with excellent healthcare services, because there's no place like home. Frida Alcasan Arsadan, our Asian American healthcare hero, invites other multicultural healthcare heroes to promote unity, understanding, respect, and tolerance among all. Marie Torreson, CPA, business owners. She will grow your business exponentially with a 360-degree view of your financial and operational performance. Call and make an appointment. Global Over Day Seminary and University, known as GODZU, empowering entrepreneurs to become financially independent, to transcend into generational prosperity. Also earn your chaplaincy or cybersecurity certification. Contact GODZU. Meet Elisa Billiard, your corporate and personal psychologist and psychotherapist to solve your business and personal hurdles. Give her a call and effectuate positive change. Jewish University System. A big shout out to founder Dr. Jorge Alfonso and Lucy Alfonso, president and CEO. Now you can earn your doctoral degree in education or psychology with religious modifiers. Contact Jewish University System. Metro Mommy Agency, for all of your pregnancy support before, during, and after, call Metro Mommy Agency. They will provide childbirth education, labor support, doulas, breastfeeding support, night nurses, and the list goes on. With Metro Mommy Agency, you can birth better and begin parenting with confidence. Light of the World Clinic. Thank you, Elaine Maselli Vasquez, brainchild of Light of the World Clinic, for providing free healthcare services to economically disadvantaged families in Broward County, Florida. Again, a special thank you to all of our advertisers, because without them, this would not be possible. Thank you so much. Kevin, let's get back to you. I want to ask you, are there any additional services that Jackson Behavioral Health Services or Health Hospital gives out to the community or extends to the county at all?
Well, you know, one of the things, and I always say this, you know, it takes a village, right? And so it's really about partnerships and really, you know, working within the community. And so we have really partnered with, you know, so many folks. As I said, you know, we're contracted with Thriving Mind. We just recently have been doing some projects with the City of Miami Police. You know, one of the things we look at is, you know, how do we create a co-responder model in our community, right? Rather than police showing up when somebody's having an episode, to have social workers available. And so recently we did a pilot with the City of Miami Police Department where we actually embedded social workers in the 911 call center. And so I will tell you, it was a great success. We actually had some discussion about it last week, and the individuals at the 911 call center were so pleased, and we were able to divert some individuals from being Baker-acted by law enforcement and intervened with social workers. And so everybody is really coming together to look at creating different models within our community. And a big shout out, we had a countywide meeting last week. Mayor Daniela.
We love her. Let's give her a big shout out. Daniela Levine-Cava. Yes. We love you. She's doing a great job.
Yes. And as she pointed out, she's a social worker. And once a social worker, always a social worker. But,
absolutely.
You know, one of the things is, and especially after Surfside, it was really bringing the community together to look at how do we organize for future events in terms of that can cause trauma. And, you know, I have to tell you, one of the things we talked about is trauma isn't just the building coming down. Think about all of the people that were impacted. One of the things that we talked about, Chief Copeland, or Chair Copeland had brought up at the meeting a few weeks ago, was the fact that think about what goes on in our community as we've seen increases in gun violence and all of that, the trauma that that causes in communities. And so,
absolutely.
You know, I think the work, this new project that Deborah Koch from Red Cross that the mayor has asked to really kind of lead this is to really bring the community together. Let's look at all the resources in our community so that we can all be there and effective for dealing with mental health. So it's a mental health collaborative for the county. And I'm really proud that Jackson Behavioral Health is in partnership with that collaborative. I think it's going to do some great work for our community.
Congratulations on that. I have here a question from one of our viewers. How to overcome depression after a loved member is gone? That's horrible. Talk to us, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, I think it's the loss of a loved one is always very difficult. And, you know, I always say one of the things that I think is really important when we think about depression is seek help, because we got to talk about it. We got to figure out how to navigate that loss. And so seeking out professional help is really critical. You know, and I always talk about it, you know, and Flavia was talking about the market that we're going to have. You know, we always talk about we've got to exercise, food. It helps combat depression and anxiety that we, you know, so it's really critical. We've got it. It's self-care. And we also have to say to ourselves, we are worth it. Right?
Absolutely. Because, and what I like about what you were saying earlier, Kevin, and Flavia, feel free to interject, is the fact that your hospital, the Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital, encompasses a whole array of services. So something as taxing and as worrisome as depression, because we've all been depressed at some point in our life, we're human beings, right? I mean, let's face it. You know, I would encourage all our viewers today or tonight to please look at the website. What's your website, Kevin? For the hospital or any website that we can have them look at all your services. We want everybody to go on your website.
Yes. You can go to jacksonhealthsystem.com.
Okay.
And when you go there, there'll be a listing for Jackson Behavioral Health. So it has all of our hospitals. And
right.
So then you can click on the behavioral health and it'll go through all of our services.
And the reason why, you know, I'm making a point out of this is because I know that, you know, some people are afraid to reach out. But since you're here tonight, with Flavia, with Jackson Health System, Jackson Health Foundation, okay, we want people to maximize, you know, their needs. And the only way they're going to maximize their needs and take care of their needs is by going to Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. No matter how little, you know, whether you feel that you're depressed, whether you feel that you have anxiety, whether you feel that you have panic, whether you feel that you have dementia, whether you feel that you have sleep insomnia, whatever it is, my friends, Jackson Health System. And under the umbrella, you have Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. And you have Flavia here, my viewers. Flavia works for Jackson Health Foundation and her team. Okay, they are here to help anybody. People fly from all around the world, viewers, to go to Jackson Health System. So I encourage you all to look them up. Okay, so Flavia, let's talk a little bit about, I know that this particular event is the brainchild of Jackson Health Foundation. So congratulations to you and to your team. Who are the donors and the corporate sponsors that are supporting you and all your community partners that are supporting you for World Mental Health Day on October 10th at Margaret Pace Park? Talk to us.
Well, this I'm really happy about, because I think these are a group of individuals that really stepped up to the plate and made this happen for the first time. So this presenting sponsor of the event is Florida Power and Light. And we're really, really excited about that partnership and continued partnership, because they've been a partner of Jackson Health System and the foundation for a long time. We also have AARP, we have AdMed, we have CHI, we have organizations. We have the University of Miami, obviously, which is a huge partner of Jackson Health System. And we have organizations such as NAMI and AGAPE and the Miami-Dade Police Department and the City of Miami Police Department and Jewish Community Services and, you know, various wow. other organizations that are really stepping up to support and come out. And, you know, Kevin talked about that collaborative that he's a part of, and many of the folks that are part of that collaborative will also be on site at the event. So we're really, really happy to be able to offer this to the community. And if you're someone that's maybe a little bit hesitant to call and pick up the phone and go to the hospital, and you just want to find out, but you have some questions, come to this event. It's a non-intimidating environment. It's a way for you to, you know, bring your kids out if you want and spend the day in the afternoon near Biscayne Bay and get the information that you need. And then you can go back out, whether it's telehealth services that you need, outpatient services, or something for a family member. But this is the type of setting that we created so that you could come out and not feel intimidated, not feel ashamed, in order to be able to secure the information that, you know, might be able to assist you.
And I could just imagine all the resources, you know, just right there. And I'm talking to parents, I'm talking to president and CEOs of companies, I'm talking to, you know, workplaces, employees, I'm talking to everybody, all our viewers out there. If you have an opportunity for World Mental Health Day celebration, go ahead and visit Margaret Pace Park in Miami right here on October 10th. And it starts at 10 o'clock from 10 to 3. And we want all of the viewers to go ahead and sign up. And a little bit later, Flavia will tell you how to sign up. Kevin, who are some of these amazing speakers that you have lined up? I'm sure that a lot of them are psychiatrists so far and psychologists, so forth and so far. And also, what are some of the topics? I know you touched upon it earlier, but do you want to hone in on specific topics that perhaps our viewers will say, hey, you know what? I need to go. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, like we said, is we wanted this to be a welcoming environment and not, you know, too stressful, and just really be able to have a conversation. And so we're going to be, you know, having meditation, right? Because when we talk about mind your health, meditation is really, really important. So this gives people an opportunity to learn something, because it also helps to clear your mind, right? Managing stress and anxiety, as we've been talking about. And we've got one of our psychologists that will be talking about that. Talking to our teens, right? Sometimes we feel real uncomfortable. And I will tell you, I think what teens have gone through over this past 18 months with, you know, remote learning and having to be at home with parents and the feelings that they've had, this gives parents the opportunity, how do I address these issues with my teen? So that's going to be one of the other speeches. Fitness event, we've got Warriors that's going to be doing fitness. And we all, and I talked about this before, is that, you know what, when we talk about minding our health and healthy mind, exercise, diet are two key components. So it gives us an opportunity to do something outside of our normal daily function. You know, adopting healthier coping strategies. You know, listen, coping with, you know, anxiety, depression, all these things, it's not easy. So this gives people the tools to be able to really kind of manage through that. You know,
as I hear you talk, Kevin, I don't mean to interrupt you, but as I hear you talking, when you talk about anxiety and panic and depression, I think we've all been through all of that throughout our different phases. What do you think, Flavia, right? Throughout our different phases?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So at some point in people's lives, now that they know that Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital has a huge array of continuing health care for our adolescents, for our youth, for our seniors, I mean, they're going to be more inclined to go on your website, you know, and go see your services. Now, let's talk a little bit about the workplace, Kevin. CEOs, employees, just humanity sometimes. Some people have trouble with their emotional intelligence. Can you, number one, please define that? And number two, how can you help people that are struggling with that? Because that could either make them successful at work or doom them in work. And I don't mean to sound so negative, but emotional intelligence is extremely important. And I know that, Flavia, you have made sure, along with your community partners, along with your team, and along with Kevin as the CEO of Behavioral Hospital, Jackson's Hospital, you are making sure that emotional intelligence, how to improve it, is being looked at on Mind Your Health Day on October 10th. Kevin, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, you know what? We all have different feelings. And I think one of the things as we talk about emotional intelligence, you know, there's science behind it, right? Like, we've got to be able to discern between different feelings and label them appropriately, right? That's part of our emotional intelligence. And to know that when, you know what, we're not feeling great about something, it's okay. Because, you know what? And I always say this, you know what? Our bosses, when we're at work, they have to understand also that, you know what, we're dealing with a whole lot of things. So I always talk about it, you know, empathy, being able to hear what people are saying, because you know what, you go from home, you come to work, and it's all stressful many times. And so
yes,
emotional intelligence.
It happens to all of us, right?
Right? So I think it's really important for us to be able to hear and listen to the people that work with us, because I think that really drives some of the emotional intelligence.
So you think we have to be aware of our feelings. Remember Freud, our psychologist, and remember what he was saying, that sometimes things were ready to explode like a seething cauldron. Would you say that some people have trouble regulating, if you will, their emotions?
Absolutely. And you know what, and we talk about this all the time, is we have, this is where some of that mindfulness comes in. It's part of our emotional intelligence to be able to recognize when we're feeling those things, right? Because sometimes we don't. And it's almost, you know, stop, take a step back and think, why am I behaving? What's causing this, right? So, you know, listen, I do it all the time. I'm having a rough day sometimes. I come into my office and I close the door and I analyze what's going on in my head. So sometimes we just have to stop and we have to process and think, what is causing
angst? I love what you're saying. And the beautiful thing about this to all our viewers is, again, Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital has waiting for all of you, whether psychologists or psychiatrists or advanced nurse practitioners or case managers or occupational therapists, you name it, Kevin has it, Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. Flavia, let's turn to you.
Sure.
Now let's tell all our viewers, how can they register for this amazing event on October 10th? And how can they get involved and give you the support that you need when it comes to mental health? Talk to us.
Absolutely. Well, for those that want to register, the event is free to participate. So we encourage everyone to visit our website at mindyourhealthmiami.org. We are asking for individuals, if they make a donation of at least $25, they will get a commemorative t-shirt and they will get additional goodie items in a bag commemorating the first annual event. And that's going to help us raise funds for Jackson Behavioral Health. But it is a free event to participate. So, you know, bring out the whole family. The website, again, I think it's on the screen. It's mindyourhealthmiami.org.
I love it. Thank you so much. Well, unfortunately, Flavia, Kevin, we're running out of time. I want to thank both of you for making us aware of this Mind Your Health first annual, I might say, Mind Your Health event scheduled to take place with World Mental Health Day on October 10th at the Marketplace Park in Miami from 10 to 3. Also, I want to thank you, Kevin, for talking to us about the mental health services that your amazing, competent, cutting-edge staff provide to the public at large. And you know that this program goes all over the world because we're seen on Facebook, we're seen on YouTube, we're seen on LinkedIn, and we're heard on 12 podcasts. So we welcome people from out of the country to also come, you know, book a flight to Miami and visit Jackson Health System, the best health system in our nation. So I want to thank you both. Is there a last minute message that perhaps you would like to leave our viewers with? Flavia, we'd like to begin with you.
Sure. I mean, I'd like to invite once again everyone to come out. Don't be hesitant. I think something that Kevin said, it's okay to not feel okay, is kind of the motto of the event. We're open for everyone. And again, mindyourhealthmiami.org. And if you have any questions, we can certainly answer them that day.
Thank you so much, Flavia. How about you, Kevin?
Rachel, I just want to say thank you so much for having us. And, you know, as I said, this is going to be an exciting event. And again, I want to thank Flavia for her support and really moving this along. And I just say, everybody come out and join us. It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be lots of fun. So my friends, you heard them. The date is October 10th, World Mental Health Day. Go to Marketplace Park in Miami and get all these resources about mental health. And as Flavia mentioned earlier, there's gonna be different villages, whether it's for your kids' village, whether the main stage, like Kevin mentioned, they're gonna have like a yoga and meditation and exercise and food. There's special foods, my friends, that you need to eat to boost your mental health. So go ahead, October 10th, we wanna see you right there with Jackson Behavioral Health Hospital. And of course, Jackson Health Foundation. Thank you so much, we love you all. And to all of you, thank you so much for tuning in today. Please remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel on Point Rachel Turgerman. And please share this interview with your family and friends. Let's get them out on October 10th. Keeping informed and staying connected allows all of us to make the right decisions. God bless you all. Stay healthy and safe. Bye-bye for now.
No, you're good.